People stop eating meat for lots of reasons: health, religion, concern for animals. And now there's growing interest in going vegan to help slow the effects of climate change. While reporting for WBUR's newest newsletter, Cooked, the Search for Sustainable Eats, WBUR environmental correspondent Barbara Moran tried to take her family vegan for a month. And here's her commentary on how it went.
I had Vegan January figured out. I was going to cook amazing dishes that my kids could not resist. My plan started to fall apart on day one, when I came home with vegan groceries.
Nutritional yeast?
Ew, that is so gross!
Why is it gross?
Because it's gross, it's weird, it's not yeast, it's fake yeast.
Meet my son, Finn. He's 14.
Ew.
I told him I was going to make curry and tacos and potatoes.
Okay, but when you make potatoes, you can't put butter in them, and then they're not going to be half.
Look, we don't need butter.
They're not going to be half as good.
No, we don't need butter, because look, we got this.
But why? Just why?
Vegan butter.
But why?
I was going to try it. I decided to pull out the big guns, one of my kids' favorite meals, baked vegetables with sausage. The sausage was vegan chorizo made with soy. My son, Hugh, poked at it.
Okay, you going to try it?
I ain't going to try it. Tastes kind of weird. It's too chewy and crumbly.
Okay, here you go, Finn.
No, that's not chewy, too.
I made tacos with vegan cheese. Finn said it tasted like shreds of rubber coated in Cheeto dust. I made a great vegetable stew. Hugh said it tasted like chicken soup, except someone had taken all the chicken and left him with the vegetables. I was losing the kids. Privately, I started to despair.
So this is day three of going vegan, and I'm super grumpy. Last night, I spent like 2 hours making this tofu dish. The tofu was okay, but kind of burnt. And then I made these rice noodles that turned into this sort of gelatinous blob.
My last hope with the kids was Friday night, pizza night. We were ordering a vegan pie from a new pizzeria.
Can we just be vegetarian and get a pizza from Village Fair with, like, peppers and onions or something? I mean, we can be vegetarian but not vegan with pizza.
Can we just not be anything except meat eaters, please?
I reminded the kids why we were doing this. A vegan diet is better for the planet. Lower greenhouse gas emissions, less water use, and nicer to animals than the standard American diet. Finn was not buying it, especially when it came to vegan meat and cheese.
Why? What are you talking about?
It's just better for you. Us. The planet.
You think that's better for the planet?
Yes, I do, actually. But just because it's better for the planet doesn't mean it'll work in my house. Pizza night was a disaster. And after that, I'd had enough of my kids complaining. I let them off the hook and continued vegan month on my own. It was easier going solo, but still not easy. I got headaches and I was hungry all the time. Here's a voice memo I taped on week two.
I do kind of look in the cabinet sometimes at the tuna fish and think, wow, that's a lot of protein in that little can. That would be nice.
The biggest disappointment was all the processed vegan options, the pea protein tuna and soy chorizo and cashew cheese. They were expensive, with a lot of calories and not much nutrition, and most of them tasted awful. But then I had a revelation. I could just eat food. I dumped the processed stuff and learned how to cook polenta and falafel. I roasted cauliflower and made a really good lentil stew. Eating vegan became pretty cheap and easy. I didn't miss meat, and I stuck it out to the end.
So it's the last day of Vegan January, and I'm weirdly, like, a little sad it's over. I mean, it's kind of a pain, but I think I might try to stay close to vegetarian, maybe some fish, and we'll see if I keep it up, right? I mean, maybe I'll change my tune tomorrow, but we'll see.
Vegan January did change the way I eat. I haven't had much beef or pork since then. I've kind of lost a taste for them. Polenta and chickpeas have stayed on the menu. I'm still working on how to eat for me and the planet while keeping peace in the house. the experiment won't be over for a while.